True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And so we listened to that. We had a pretty spirited debate about Joe Flacco and just, you know, what are your expectations? What are your feelings about him? What do you think? Can he start 17 games for this team? Can he help them win? Do you think he's, you know, completely done? Is it a failure if he makes it all the way through the season because we didn't get a chance to see the rookie quarterbacks? There's a number of just like different thoughts and topics when it comes to Joe Flacco. And, you know, what do you really want? What do I really want? I want Joe Flacco to be able to go out there and start 17 games and help this team get to the playoffs. Is that realistic?
Maybe.
Probably not.
Maybe.
Probably not.
No, but maybe.
I think he can. If anybody who's wearing a jersey that's eligible to play quarterback on this team, he would be the one because God knows we've only had six different quarterbacks in here this year that have been eligible and one that can't play and then you bring another guy, practice squad. It's confusing. Mark is in Cleveland. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I think we're going to be playing for first-round pick for next year because Flacco's going to be lucky to make it through the first six games. And the stats that Jeff has been bringing up about Flacco is really disturbing. And
The wins and losses?
Yes.
Did you watch the baseball game last night? I'm just curious.
No, I didn't.
You didn't? Tim Herron took the loss last night. Did he deserve to take the loss? I don't think so. Was it all his fault? No, I don't think so. I'm not a big proponent. I mean, and we were talking about this in the break. There have been, you know, years where Brett Favre hasn't had great win-loss records, but other quarterbacks out there who you would never take over Brett Favre had better win-loss records. I mean, it's a game of 22, not a game of one. And you need your defense to be able to settle in and help you win some games too, or at least give you the opportunity to win games. Right,
but I thought Pickett all along was I wanted to see this guy come here and succeed. I mean, he's a former number one pick. You know, that what would have been better than have him come here and succeed, getting them from originally from Pittsburgh, their number one pick, and have them.
Yeah, but is there a reason why Pittsburgh didn't want him? Look, I'll buy the argument that that things went sideways with an offensive coordinator. I'll buy that. I got no problem with that.
The guy lost the competition because he pulled his hamstring, for crying out loud. So, he never got a chance to show what he could do. So, I'm really disappointed now.
I'm sorry.
I'm with you on that, Mark, by the way. I wanted to see those two guys compete for that game.
I would have, too, but he didn't win the job. I mean, the other thing is, not only did he not win the job, they thought it was equal to a fifth-round pick. So, if the Browns, they thought getting a fifth-round pick and having the opportunity to let their young quarterbacks get out on the field maybe at some point was greater than having Joe Pickett play quarterback in Cleveland this year. I don't know. I wanted to see Joe Pickett too.
Kenny.
Yeah. Joe. Why do I keep saying Joe Pickett? Help me.
Because of Joe Pickens from St. Ignatius.
That's exactly right. It's this whole Cleveland thing I got going on inside my mind. Dan and I were talking just a little bit about the whole quarterback record thing. And Jeff, I do think you're valid in your points. And I think it's beyond the record. Ability to lead a team to win and losing. That's what I think. I think it's bigger than that.
And he has that.
Yeah.
You know, Did you think Vinny Testaverde was a good quarterback?
Not really. I thought he was okay.
Vinny, I think Vinny and Joe are very comparable guys. Vinny was in lesser situations than Joe was in Baltimore. And you know, Vinny's thrown more touchdown passes in his career. Vinny played into his 40s. Didn't mean he played terribly well. I think they're very similar kind of quarterbacks. Big arms, big bodies. Didn't always know where it was going. And many teams thought Vinny was the guy and moved along from him. Tampa, Browns. Baltimore moved on from Joe for Lamar Jackson, who was, you know, clearly a talent that everybody missed on. And no team has locked into Joe as their guy since. Hopefully he's able to do it this year. I really do. Why wouldn't I want him to succeed? I do. But I just think we all need to be realistic. I'm with Mark. I was so hoping that Kenny Pickett would come in here and be good. Well, he pulled his hamstring. We don't know if he would have been good. We can trust the Browns on this. Have them think, you know, if you want to trust the Browns, it's this. We saw enough of Kenny Pickett with everything else before he pulled his hamstring that we weren't interested. I hope that was the case.
Still, he was the number one guy that went out and got.
I'm disappointed,
didn't get to see him. I'm truly disappointed. But maybe we get to see him, you know, playing for another team.
We might.
Cody's in Cleveland. Hey, Cody.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Love the show.
Hi, what's Cody up? Thanks, man.
Hey, it was actually a perfect time, and you guys are talking about Kenny Pickett again. you know, I love the Browns. You know, we're Browns fans. We tore Kenny Pickett up. You know, Kenny Pickett is trash. Jeff, I don't know why you wanted to see him so bad.
I didn't say I wanted him to be the
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Starter, what I wanted him to be was to beat out Joe Flacco. We never saw if he had the chance to do that. That's all I wanted, Cody. Let's see who wins.
Did you look into Kenny Pickett's stats?
Yeah, I did. He's 15-10 as a starter. If you're going for starters.
13-10, he said?
15.
Wow. Well, the Browns got him. I was very upset with the Kenny Pickett, you know. I just think, you know, as Browns fans, we need to rally around Joe this season, you know. Could be his last year. And he's definitely our best case of going to the playoffs if we're not going to put one of these quarterbacks, these rookies in.
What do you realistically think they're going to be, Cody? How many wins do they win, realistically?
This year?
Yeah.
I think we're getting 8 wins.
That's not playoffs, is it?
As far as the draft pick, but I'm not looking forward to drafting another quarterback, you know.
Yeah, but Cody, I don't think you're gonna have a choice. We got. See, Andy, what Cody
Thanks,
said,
Cody.
What I said, best case scenario, what you said, 8 wins.
Mm-hmm.
It's what your friend said. That doesn't do you any good. It doesn't do you any good. Now, it's a step in the right direction, but it also is a step away from a higher draft pick, which might give you a better quarterback for the next decade. That's why I think it's a really weird situation for the Browns this year. I mean, I'd love to see him go win 12 games, But I'd love to see him win 12 games with Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel as the starting quarterback, because then I might have an answer. Do I have a guy? If they go, you know, if they go 3-3 with Joe and they go 3-3 with Gabriel, that's what, 6-6, and that's 12. And if you go 3-2 with Shedeur, does Dylan or does Shedeur answer the question? No. You know, that's why I almost think you should just start one of these rookies and go for it. I mean, why do you want to win games to get to be 500? It doesn't help you this year.
The reason I don't want to start one of these guys is because if they are, why wouldn't you give them a chance just to kind of ease into the season a little bit more? I mean, I
know.
We're not looking at a guy they drafted in the first round. I think that's
I just think it's a really precarious situation that they put themselves in. I really do. I just think it's a real tough situation.
The other point I wonder is, what if they didn't draft Sanders? How does this whole story change?
It's a different story. Then your quarterbacks are probably
Flacco,
Kenny Pickett, and Dylan Gabriel, or Flacco or Pickett and Tyler Huntley.
One of those other two guys. Yeah.
Which certainly feels a lot better, and that's nothing against Shedeur. If they hadn't drafted Gabriel and drafted Shedeur, same thing. But instead, you have two rookie quarterbacks, neither of whom is ready to start right now, which is okay. But now you've got one. I mean, Shedeur is going to get no reps. They always say the backup quarterback doesn't get any reps. So what about the third string
quarterback?
Unless
he's getting reps as a scout team quarterback. That's it. I mean,
or maybe totally, that's Bailey Zappe. Yeah.
Maybe. But I can think of situations where Sanders should be out there taking reps. Anytime you have a quarterback who's able to, although Gabriel can move in the pocket too.
Gabriel moves better than Sanders.
Yeah, so is it Gabriel who then is running the scout team this week, and then maybe Sanders is taking the second? I don't know how you know, who do you want to emulate Joe Burrow going into this game this week?
Probably Bailey Zappe.
Maybe Bailey Zappe. And so you find yourself in that predicament of going there. I do wonder, though, what... I think the fan reaction would be totally different right now. And I don't think... How many times did I hear that Gabriel was public enemy number one? I mean, how does a guy come in here as a rookie, as a backup? Because let's face it, backup is normally the most... liked position in town. When you're Dylan Gabriel, you're sitting there going, oh, he's a backup quarterback. Oh, man, I can't wait to see Gabriel. I can't wait to see him because he's the number two quarterback. And your number three quarterback is probably somebody else that isn't going to play. But now you've got a guy that fans want to see play who's sitting there as your number three quarterback, but you know that there has to be some development that's got to come into play in this. But I also think, and I know I'm going around in circles on this, but how do you develop faster than actually being on the field? You're right, Jeff. There are parts of me that says just throw the guys to the wolves. The problem with throwing these guys to the wolves.
If they're not ready, we have Deshaun Kizer and Tim Couch. You don't want that again.
No, you don't. You don't. So, I don't know. We sit here, we look at Flacco and try to figure this thing out. And I think he can win. I think he can start. I shouldn't say win. I think he could start 17 games this year if they need him to, as long as he stays healthy. But that tells us absolutely nothing about Sanders and Gabriel. And Dan,
and maybe what you should do next year.
It's true. It's true. Ah.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.